Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Portland's favorite morning roast.
I was listening to the boys this morning.
It's time for your Sunrise Guys.
They've got really good meat.
They got great meat.
Dirt and Sprague.
No, dude, get right to the meat.
On the Fan Sports Network.
Hour number 4, Dirt and Sprague here. We have another another meat drop that can be added into that open if we so choose.
No, we don't.
Gave me the nicest, longest piece of meat. So good.
Didn't need to play that at all. Good people didn't need to hear that.
One Rashad Taylor there. My favorite part of it is just Mike Lynch just chiming in. One more time. One more time, shall we?
He gave me the nicest, longest piece of meat. So good.
To be honest, the meat was delicious, if I'm being
honest. Where was said meat? What alleyway?
I was in New Jersey for Mike Lynch's wedding at that point. Yes. And they had this pastrami that they were slicing by the piece.
Was this at his wedding?
This was like the pre-dinner thing. So there was like, it's like the mixer, like the cocktail
rehearsal?
Actor. No. So the wedding's over. So they had like a cocktail hour after it was over. And one of those parts of the cocktail hour, there was like a mac and cheese station, but then there was a guy that was just slicing pieces of pastrami, like full thick pieces of, oh my gosh, it was awesome. It was awesome.
Clearly.
So, yes, it was really, really good. I'd do it again in a heartbeat.
There you go.
By the way, I did confirm one Jeff Rust, a Jags fan. Basically, it was a bit that started on Danny and Dusty where he needed a team. So he did like a Facebook test of what NFL team is or should you be a fan of? Which I kind of want to do with Rashad and myself now.
We should do that.
To see if
I'm down.
We should be the fans of the teams that we are fans of.
I already did my free agent fandom, and now my boys.
Yeah, you're a quitter.
Like
I know. Yeah.
It's going to show I'm a Cardinals fan or something. Like, I don't want that bad news.
I wised up.
Yeah.
You didn't wise up.
I got out of an abusive relationship. That's what I did.
Did you finally leave the Cowboys?
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't know this?
Man, I'm proud of you.
He left him like
3 years ago. Your skin's glowing and stuff. I see.
He left him like 2-3 seasons ago
3 years ago.
And he went to the Chargers.
That's right.
Because they don't know anything about heartbreak,
and they treat you better than the Cowboys do, don't they?
He went with the hot L.A. blonde.
Hey.
He left the Texas mistress and went to the L.A. blonde.
She's up and down, but, I mean, mostly up. So we'll take
filled with injections and plastic is
I'll
what she is.
I'll take it. I'll take it.
Fake up tops.
Yeah, but she doesn't.
You want that? You want that authentic Texas girl?
Nobody wants that DBL.
I don't need buckle bunnies. I've been there.
There's nothing real about Dallas right now. No. So yes, you made a great decision for your life. Swag. Exactly. I'm proud of you. I'm happy for you.
Hey, next year is our year.
Live your truth, King.
What's that cap hit for Dak next year? Yeah, have fun with that.
Hey, I don't think it's as much as it was this year. It wasn't $80 million.
How is Dak doing this year? I'll be honest.
Dak's crushing it.
Dak has numbers, just not wins.
Dak's crushing it.
I just kind of stopped paying attention to the Cowboys at a point.
Exactly. Dak's my boy, all right? I love that guy.
I just wish he were in a different situation. Honestly, I feel like I feel like he deserves a situation to be able to win and compete. Like, you know who he reminds me of? Reminds me a lot of Matthew Stafford. A lot of time in.
You know, it's funny. I did see that comparison somewhere that he's doing his best Matthew Stafford Lions impression. And it's like, okay, now who's going to be his Rams? Where's he going to get traded to that he ends up winning a Super
Bowl? I mean, look
with?
Around the league. Who has a great receiver and maybe looking for a quarterback, you know?
Well, the Rams right now, they do have the best odds to win the Super Bowl, plus 425, according to DraftKings. Do you want to guess who the best odds are, the second best odds are behind the Rams?
The Seattle Seahawks.
That is correct, at plus 550.
I'm real smart.
It's one of those where I saw that, and obviously there's no reason for me to think otherwise. Like, they're number one in the NFC right now. They just beat the Rams. But just seeing that number and them being number two in the odds ranking, I was just taken aback. I'm like, oh my God, I guess they would have the AFC. I mean, there are three teams in the AFC that all have the same odds. The Patriots, the Broncos, and the Bills are all at plus 900 to win the Super Bowl, which obviously makes sense. The AFC a little bit deeper, I would say. When you look at the NFC, it's like Rams, Seahawks. The team with the third best odds out of the NFC is the Eagles at plus 1,000. This is going to be my Cowboys fandom coming out, but also I think rational NFL fan would lead to believe that the Eagles are not repeating this year.
No.
There's no indication based on what they've done. I mean, the only thing is they understand what it takes once you get into the playoffs, having done it recently.
True.
And you've got to win, four games at that point?
Yeah.
So...
Yeah, because they're obviously not getting the first round bye. So, I was taken aback. I'm like, oh my God.
I think there's value. This is where you can look at.
Again, I can get the Bills at plus 900.
Yep.
That's great.
What are the
right
Jags
there?
At? The Jags are.
Plus 1200.
Exactly. Like, it's not out of the realm of possibilities to take a flyer, especially once.
What can I get the Panthers at?
That might be reaching.
Hey.
That might be the reach.
Plus 15,000.
Or the Steelers, that might be the reach. But everybody else, I mean, depending on kind of how the brackets fall and what it looks like, this might be a year where you get a 4 seed and a 6 seed that get all the way through for some reason. Yeah. Well, not a 4 seed, a 3 seed and a 6 seed, something like that.
Well, seriously, and if each of those seeds have, you know, 13, 14 wins, like, it's going to look crazy that your 5 seed has 13 or 14. So, number one, I talked about our bingo cards and what we did have on it. Did any of us have the Seahawks and Sam Darnold being this good this season?
No. Not quite this good. I think people thought they had enough around them, and if Sam could be proficient at quarterback, and obviously with the caveat with all teams staying relatively healthy,
right?
They would be better being the 1 seed, winning the division. I don't think many people saw that coming.
I was a big Geno guy. You know, I believed in Geno and what he was able to do for that Seahawks team. I kind of thought. In a way, even though Sam Darnold had a great season coming from Minnesota, I thought it was a bit of a downgrade because we saw Geno be good for a little bit. I think you lose DK Metcalf, and it's like that's half your passing game right there. Jackson Smith and Jigma has emerged as not one of, but arguably the best receiver in football right now. Most unstoppable receiver that there is.
Certainly from a technical aspect.
Sure.
Maybe not quite the physical aspect.
No, because you look at him physically and he's nowhere near DK and what he is or Jefferson or one of those guys, but he's always open. He's always finding himself coming right across the middle and making stuff happen after he catches the ball. And Sam Darnold, I mean, I'm not going to say he's playing like an MVP.
But no, he still makes you throw in it sometimes. Like, what were you looking at?
He makes some mistakes. He's got some Brett Favre in him, some gunslinger, and just kind of try to get it
he
out there.
He still gets happy feet when the pocket collapses from the middle. And that's the biggest issue for the Seahawks. I think when it, you know, ends come up, if they can push him out and wide, that's one thing. But if the pocket collapses from the front and forces him back, that's not a good
mistakes.
Thing.
And, you know, Brady was the same way. Brady would dance.
Brady did not like people in front of his
feet. A
whole lot,
too, and he'd be forced into some mistakes. So I think there's ways to, you can definitely improve that if you're Sam Darnold. But again, I don't think any of us saw them being at this point 12-3 and tied for the
I thought
the
they'd be fighting for a wild card spot.
Yeah.
They
still potentially could with that's what
yeah, they I mean fly. They technically are fighting for a wild card spot, but obviously they want that number one seed. But yeah, I mean, going into week 17, if you told me before the season, going into week 17, the Seahawks would be the number one seed in the NFC.
I'd have said you're smoking.
I'm like, all right, let's calm down there, bud. But the NFL playoff picture as it currently stands, as mentioned, Seahawks, number one seed. Bears right now holding on to that number two spot. The Eagles have clinched the NFC East, and they will likely get that three seed as well, unless, you know, Bears lose to the 49ers and then lose to the Lions at the end of the season. But I don't know. I mean, anything could happen. NFL this year has been wild. Panthers right now holding on to that four seed of the playoffs, being the leaders of the NFC South. 49ers and Rams both at 11-4. 49ers do have the tiebreaker over the Rams based on win percentage in divisional games. So right now they're the five seed. Rams are the six seed. Packers are the seven seed. And the Lions are the one team that is out of the playoffs right now at 8-7. Who did the Lions play this weekend?
They have the Vikings. They play.
That's right. Christmas Day. Yeah.
Christmas Day.
Yeah, we just talked about it.
But if the Packers win, they play Saturday, I believe. So if the Packers win, it's over.
Yeah, Packers play the Ravens. I mean, you want to talk about a team that's also on the ropes, the Ravens. I mean, they lose that game, they're eliminated, correct?
No, I still think No, they would be.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's a – I mean, we could – I mean, we
like
said at the beginning of the show.
Whole thing could be
– figured out by
this
weekend.
We know the 14 teams by Monday.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So, also, I mean, not on Christmas Day, but Saturday, get Texans-Chargers. That's a fun game as far as, you know, seeding goes. Another one to get that sorted out. That's at 1:30 on NFL Network.
Well, Houston's not in yet. I think if they get a win, they clinch it.
I think the teams that are right now 1-7 in the AFC standings, just those teams, those are your playoff teams. It's just a matter of who is what seed. Right now, Broncos 1, Patriots 2, Jags 3, Steelers 4. Chargers 5, Bills 6, and Texans 7. Colts, done. Ravens, they look like a shell of themselves. So I think the 1-7 as it currently stands, those are your seven teams seeding to be decided. All right, take a break. It's time for Mail Sack. We got Mail Sack coming up. We got questions that have been flowing in. Still have a few more. We will do that next here on Dirt and Sprague Sports Saturday Edition on the Fan Sports Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Sweet, sweet
Connie, Dirt and Sprague Sports Saturday Edition. Dusty Hera just popped in here.
It's always good to see the boss man. It's always good to see people.
Well, we got to work ahead. We got to get like all of the plans for next week and the New Year's Day.
Well, he was just asking me. He's like, do you know how to run the equipment or get the equipment set up for a remote broadcast? Because me and Schultzy will be out at Grand Central Bowl for the Ducks post-game show after the Orange Bowl. We got some Orange Bowl programming for you, just to give you another heads up. The Orange Bowl preview show on New Year's Eve, that will be from 1 to 4. That will be Andy Dirt Johnson, Anthony Newman, and Jason Sukanik. And then we are doing a watch party at Grand Central Bowl the following day. So get your Pedialyte and your Gatorade ready to go. But then come have a couple Bloody Marys. Great food at Grand Central Bowl as well.
Wonderful.
And hang out, watch the game. It is the official Alumni Association watch party location for Oregon Ducks. So you'll be amongst fellow Duck fans. And then hang out afterwards with Schultzy and I as we do the Ducks post-game show there as well. But let's sack it up. Time for the mail sack. Questions have been flowing in. One of the questions here, we already have had two early Christmases with the extended family. I made prime rib for one turkey for the other. Christmas Day will just be the immediate family, and we are thinking of taking it easy and just doing Chinese food since all that's open. My question is, what restaurant would you most want to be open on Christmas Day? Honestly, I don't know if I can go exact restaurant, but Mele Kaliki Maka, give me some Hawaiian food, like some Kalua pig and just like two scoops of Hawaiian mac salad. If I could get that on Christmas Day, I would be one happy Howley, that's for sure.
Ooh, that's a tough one.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess 808.
I'm gonna go one. You might not be familiar. Swag, you might be familiar. I'm gonna go Huber's.
There you go. You Huber's. Eat your Spanish coffee. I've heard turkey enchiladas.
I've heard great things about Huber's. Hey, listen, it's been around for like 100 years.
Yeah, it's might be now the oldest restaurant. I know
I believe
that
it is.
It was. It was a rough time during COVID. So, yeah, go have a Spanish coffee. If you haven't finished your Christmas shopping, you're downtown, go have a Spanish coffee.
For real, warm you right up, you know, get you feeling real jiggy before you get out and finish
That's
the rest.
Right.
But I'm a big fan of their happy hour menu is elite. And it's the best happy hour menu you'll find. Wings, burgers, skewers, like a salad, shrimps, like whatever you need. Like, and they're all under $10. Absolutely give me Huber's on Christmas. If
yeah.
I could.
Also, after Christmas, you know, you're driving home, the day's over. If I can swing by Mickey D's and get myself a McFlurry or something like that.
Oh, you're really going for it, huh?
You know, just let me snag an Oreo McFlurry real quick to cap off the night. Why not?
They still do Oreo McFlurries?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
I feel like that's the only one they have
nowadays.
I thought
they only did like M&M McFlurries and stuff.
I think those are like the only two that they do.
If I'm going to go that route, I'm sorry. I'm I'm going to a Blizzard.
One Dairy Queen all day.
There you go.
That's what. There you,
you
go.
Better tip.
There's
that
a man with some class.
You better
right there,
tip that son bitch upside down and make sure that doesn't fall out.
Well, that's the only way to do it.
Yep.
They do it. You know, they do it for you just to make sure it's all there. Blizzards are elite.
They are pretty solid. I love Dairy Queen. It's close to my place, but spendy. I would say outside of Burgerville, the second most expensive fast food place.
Worth it though. I don't know. Been to Five Guys?
Oh, I mean, but they don't. At least
I'm full after a Five Guys meal. A lot of times after a Burgerville meal, I'm not full.
No, it's too small.
Yeah,
unfortunately,
I'm full after. I mean, if you eat all the fries they throw in the bag, you're full.
Yeah. Well, that's you can just get full from that.
If you were to make a highlight level play, which iconic announcer would you want behind it? Examples: Mike Breen's "Bang," Chris Berman, "He could go all the way." Mm. I think I'm going with Ian Eagle. Because he would do something a little bit more customized, like, oh, fish sauce!
It's Kevin Harlan for me.
That would be my
answer. That was going to be my answer, is definitely Kevin
Harlan. Oh, tailor-made!
Yeah, I love it.
See, Ian Eagle screaming out something like that? He put some swag on that!
Can I still say my answer from earlier, which is good old JR? Does that count?
Yes, okay. JR will always count.
Yes, good old
it's
JR.
Either that or Vin Scully.
You son of a bitch! Why? Tell me why! Yeah. He's gonna rot in hell for what he did here tonight. Does he have no conscience? Does he have no heart? Do you have no soul? Damn his soul!
Who doesn't want that guy, you know, narrating things for him or doing the play-by-play?
Could I do my own?
Oh, just you call yourself?
That's a good one.
Give me the headset.
Yeah,
I'm gonna do it myself.
Yeah. I'm gonna do it all myself.
Yeah, technically you could. You could do that. We also have the Les Schwab Invitational All-Star Crew here today with
it's
Jason Swaggart and Rashawn
it's
Taylor.
Over, we think.
Yeah. Let's see here. Speaking of wrestling, how about this? Someone asking, for 1 month, you have to rock one of the following: a Hulk Hogan skullet, a ZZ Top beard, a Raleigh Fingers mustache, or a Gene Keady comb over. Which one do you choose?
Ooh. Well, oh, the Raleigh Fingers handlebar mustache by far.
Yeah, I was gonna say, if I'm still trying to,
that
like,
has special meaning for me. We share a birthday, so.
Oh, there you go. How about that? Born on the same day.
Yes, not the same year.
Oh, that's
he's
what
a tad older than okay. I am,
just okay. A little bit, right?
But yes, on the same day.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think of, like, which one will my girlfriend still maybe consider making love to me, and it's definitely not with the Hulk Hogan skullet. It's definitely not the Gene Keady comb over. So yeah, I think I might have to go with the Raleigh Fingers mustache as well.
I don't know. There's some chicks that absolutely dig beards, and so I think if you had a ZZ Top, you can enter that into a contest.
Yeah, that's just going to get
you
in the way.
You had a ZZ Top beard.
It
does get in the way of a lot of stuff. I just feel like I would look ridiculous with that mustache.
I'm envisioning you with the Hulk Hogan skullet, blonde as well.
That's the Uncle Phil. You know, you look at black sitcoms from the early 90s, you look at Uncle Carl Winslow, Uncle Phil, they all had the same skullet.
But
know,
I'm just thinking of this silken hair of Hulk Hogan, blonde, hanging from
long
your dome.
Yeah, I'm probably going to go with the handlebar mustache as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds like the...
No, he had the curly joint.
Yeah, I think that's the one I'm going to go with.
Yeah, I think that's, again, that's the one that you'll have the best luck of your wife actually being like, okay, I can deal with this.
Probably not, though, but yes.
Oh, yeah, trust me. My girlfriend, whenever I go mustache, that lasts about 2 days, and she's like, we're done with that. You get to watch one professional athlete play a whole game with a cigarette in his mouth. Who do you choose?
Oh. John Daly. Easy. Because next.
Well, I'm trying to think of, like, a current athlete who's just kind of like...
Steph Curry. Like, I mean,
that'd
seriously.
Be pretty good.
It would be so demoralizing to have this dude dribble around you and just fade away jumper with a square in his lip.
Well, if I'm going to go basketball, I would probably go Jokic just because it would add to the I can't believe this guy is cooking me aura that he has already. He is a sentient tub of mayonnaise out there just balling out, getting a triple-double every night. You had a cigarette.
He takes pulls during free throws.
Yeah. And the fact that he's Serbian, like, that just adds to the image even more, that this Serbian dude with a cig hanging out of his mouth is just absolutely demolishing us. Yeah.
I think for me, it would look funny, but it'd be hilarious. Shohei was out there.
He can do it.
Because it looks so easy for him, right? It could, yeah. If him sitting there or at bat or about to pitch just and flips a cigarette before he throws, like, man, that's, yeah, I can see that.
I feel like schmags need to be allowed in baseball of all sports. It's outdoors, you know, it's very casual. Everybody's just hanging out.
It's the only thing baseball
back.
Doesn't allow.
Pretty much
at this point,
yeah. I mean, you can chew in the middle
of
the game. So.
That's technically been outlawed, even though they don't really enforce it. Just don't put it on camera. Don't let us see it.
Those are just sunflower seeds.
Just think if Schwarber was up there with a dart hanging out the side of his mouth,
please,
leading off for the Phillies
in the Phillies blue uniforms too.
Yeah,
just so we can go full nostalgia factor here. Who's going to be the first player that's putting some Zins? And I'm sure there are MLB players that are. Doing Zins, the nicotine pouches already.
Oh, okay. Well, diet nicotine.
Yeah, I'm sure there are some MLB players that are already doing that.
Oh, I don't know. I did a dip once in college and said gross. Actually, twice and got sick both times. No, thank you.
I think I can count on one hand the amount of times I've attempted to take dip. It was the first time my buddy, this is when we were like 16, and he was chewing at that point. He's like, hey, come on, man, you try it.
Don't you want to be cool?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I caved. I caved to the peer pressure. My dad would not be proud. Went in the lip, went right back out. Couple weeks later, he was like, oh, no, I got citrus flavored now. Citrus skull. It's much easier, much more palatable.
Tasty.
I think that lasted maybe a minute. Classic Fisher right there lasting only a minute. And that came right out of the lip. And then one night we were drinking. We were in a buddy's garage or something like that. And I had a couple beers or whatever. And I was 18, 19, thinking I was all cool. Dude, I'll take a dip. 10 minutes later, 15 minutes later, I'm outside of the garage.
Yeah.
Just letting all my insides
go. The way
go.
It goes.
Just, yeah.
The lesson learned.
Big
lesson
mistake.
Learned. Not for me.
And then the last one was we were down in Southern California. We were at an Angels game. It was me and three of my buddies. It was right after we graduated high school. We took a trip down there. And we went to an Angels game. And, dude, let's all take a dip. I was against it. I knew at this point. I was like, this is not my jam. All right. And that was the last time I ever took a dip. And I was a champ. I rolled with it for like 5-10 minutes. And then I was like, all right, we're good. We're done here.
I'll tell you my dip story in the break. Yeah.
Did you swallow the spit and just gut it?
It's a long story.
I know one kid in high school did that. Like they were on the way to a wrestling match or whatever for the wrestling team. And he was just gutting the spit. Not even spitting it out, and then he ended up yakking in the back of the bus.
Yeah, shocker.
Which I don't think you're able to hide that from
shocker.
A coach
Disgusting.
At that point as to why you threw up. So, well, it was a good sack. Good sack, as always. Let's jump over to, I don't know, we'll figure out. We got two segments left. We'll close this thing up next.
You don't wing it.
Dirt and Sprague, Sports Saturday Edition. We're back. Joe Fisher, Rashad Taylor, sitting in today. And we will be back next week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, as the morning boys take a much-needed break. They've been working their ass off since they've been working their ass off for a long time, but especially since we made the flip over to FM.
Can't wait.
105.1 The Fan. So, yeah, I hope they're enjoying their holidays. I hope you guys out there are getting ready to enjoy your holidays, taking time off, hanging out with the people you want to hang out with, whether that's family or friends, got some good food, some good drink on hand, ready to go. I know I'm looking forward to tomorrow, Christmas, Friday, Saturday. We will not have a show on Saturday, Sunday. I'm placing the over-under at Naps. Over from tomorrow to Sunday at, I'm going to go 2.5.
So how?
And I'm planning to hit the over on that.
So how long do we have to be sleeped for this to be considered a nap?
I would say a nap, you got to hit at least the 30-minute mark.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Because I take a nap every day.
Really?
I do.
Jesus.
So I get up pretty early. I work out in the morning, and then I go and do all my stuff for work. So by the time it gets to be like 5:30, something like that, Shoddy's a little tie-tie, right? And so I just kind of – so I try not to lay down.
Joey needs a nap.
Yeah, so laying down means day's over for a few hours. So I just like to just kind of lean over and rest my hand on my – or head of my head.
I'm jealous of the people that seemingly can fall asleep anywhere. Like, I could be in this chair right now and just, Like, people that can do that and just conk out for a quick 20 to 30 minutes.
Listen, man.
That's you.
I grew up in a black church, and I don't know if you've ever been to black church, but it's
you wake
really,
up early and you got to get a nap in while those hymns are being hummed.
It's really loud, and it doesn't necessarily end at 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock. So yes, you learn to kind of go through the gospel music and try to fall asleep where you can. So yes, I can fall asleep most anywhere.
And then usually you getting woken up by a smack to the back of your head or
mom, know, something yeah. like that. Grandma.
Yeah.
You know,
makes sense.
Yeah.
Makes
that's
sense.
Usually how that goes. You know,
so I do know what we're going to talk about because it was on the list earlier and we didn't get to it. And actually someone did bring this up as a mail sack, question, but I figured we'd carve out a couple minutes for it. The Chiefs, not only is their season over, season done, they're going to be out of Arrowhead in like 2030, I think, is the last season that they're going to be done with Arrowhead. They're actually going across the river. Is there a river that separates Kansas City, Kansas and Kansas City, Missouri? Anyways, they're going to play their games in the state of Kansas now. They will be the Kansas City Chiefs. Yeah, the Kansas City, Kansas Chiefs. After the 2030 season, I believe they will have a new stadium by 2031. The mail sack question was more so like, what are your thoughts on them moving out of Missouri? I have read OKC wants an NFL franchise. Is there another franchise in jeopardy of moving to another state? I mean, it's possible. I mean, the whole moving out of Missouri thing, I mean, they're going, what, 30 minutes in the other direction. I don't think it's like, whatever, not that big of a deal. The big deal to me is just that Arrowhead. I mean, that's got to be one of the older stadiums in existence. And just as far as hanging their hat on being one of the loudest environments in the NFL, and just obviously the success that they've seen over the last couple of years, that's a football institution right there. That is a architectural football historical landmark in the landscape of NFL. So the fact that, yeah, after the 2030 season, there will be no more Arrowhead. Kind of a bummer, I think.
Yeah, I mean, I've never been to Arrowhead.
I get it. You know, again, every team's wanting a new stadium, wanting to modernize things. And as the years go by, your stadium gets older, you need to, you know, upgrade things. But I mean, Arrowhead, it's an iconic stadium, man.
Yeah, I mean, and we've seen it with really, I guess, competitive and kind of iconic teams over the last little bit. You know, we saw the Warriors go from Oakland to San Francisco, you know, and mind you, and I think this is kind of a similar move, you know, because I think people think of Kansas City and Kansas being the same thing. And I think we both know it's not. But I, like you said, the map will show that they're relatively close. But yeah, it does suck to see another part of football history kind of go. So this has been a stadium that's been around since 72. And now you've seen some of the best Super Bowl teams in the world play an iconic run by Patrick Mahomes seen, you know, in that stadium and everything. So yeah, it kind of sucks to see it go. But they're getting a dome, which can only be helpful for...
Oh, I didn't read that. Yeah,
yeah, I guess they're going for a dome stadium.
No more
in
negative
Kansas,
12-degree games in Kansas City.
Which I think is one of the lures of playing in Kansas City. You know, I think there's something... If all of a sudden Lambeau said, no, we're going to put a dome on it. What? No. Like, I think that's a huge advantage for those Kansas City teams, and for those teams is just to be able to say that, yeah, you're going to play. It's going to be cold today. And if you want to beat us in the cold December, you got to come and prove it. Taking that away kind of sucks a little bit.
Soldier Field, obviously the oldest stadium in the NFL, 1924. Lambeau Field, second oldest in 1957. But Arrowhead Stadium, the third oldest stadium in the NFL, 1972, as you mentioned. $375 million renovation in 2010.
Damn.
It will be one of the venues for World Cup, so that'll be cool that it will get that at least before it's long gone. But again, the whole move from Missouri to Kansas, I don't know, like, locally what that does for people. If there's people in the city of Kansas City that don't like that, I mean, I don't know
the
landscape of that city is like, to where it's more of a pain in the ass to get over to that side of town. I don't know.
In my head, I'm thinking Raiders moving to Las Vegas, you know, leaving Oakland and all the complaints about the stadium and all the complaints about everything for this newer, shinier, you know, building in Las Vegas. Will the fans still support the way that they did? I mean, I would imagine they will. Mm. You know, but we know the Raider fans didn't. Like, they moved pretty far away, you know. So we know Raider fans were like, I'm an Oakland or L.A. Raider fan. I'm not a Las Vegas Raiders fan. So we'll see if they still fall in love with the Kansas Chiefs.
Well, also, I feel like Kansas City, Kansas, is like the redheaded stepchild of the two. Kansas City, Missouri gets all the love. That's what people know.
Yeah.
Kansas City, Kansas is like, wait, what the hell? Our state name is literally in the city name. This city should belong to us.
You ever been to Kansas anywhere?
Yeah, I've driven through Kansas. Yeah.
Did you stay for long when you drove through?
We tried our best not to.
Okay.
No. We did a family road trip from Oregon to Missouri back in like 99 or something like that. It's from 99. It was in like 99 or 2000. Well, we drove through Kansas. I remember we were in Kansas City at one point during our trip, very late at night. Trying to figure out where to go.
Don't do that.
Trust me, I was frightened.
Don't do that.
Kids, stay in the Aerostar.
Yeah, like, don't do that.
Yeah, it was... Kansas was a very minimal part of the trip as far as memories go.
Yeah, there are some hood parts of Kansas. Don't get lost in the wrong one.
And I definitely remember at one point looking out the window, driving, and just being like consciously remembering the memory of how flat it was.
Yeah.
That's the one part of Kansas I remember. Yeah.
Awesome.
Well,
go to Kansas.
Arrowhead, a couple more years left to experience it, to check out a game or World Cup. But the Chiefs are going to have a new stadium here at the beginning of the 2031 stadium over in Kansas City, Kansas. Wrap up the show here next on this Tuesday, the last Dirt and Sprague before Christmas. Do that next here, Fan Sports Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Last segment here, Dirt and Sprague. Joe Fisher, Rashad Taylor sitting in today. We will be back next week, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Christmas on Thursday, tomorrow Christmas Eve, Christmas on Thursday. Are you the cook? Do you throw on the apron or is that mom?
Or is
that wifey?
It depends. It depends on what we're making.
You throwing down?
I mean, there's a prime rib calling my name. So
you're making the prime rib?
Absolutely, man.
Oh, boy.
Absolutely. See, and the prime rib is weird because I like it red, right? But there are some others
you want it mooing?
Yeah, there are some others that they need theirs well done, which is weird to me. It's a waste of a perfectly good
piece
of meat.
You don't do that.
No, you don't.
I like prime rib. What I don't like about prime rib, and I don't get it, I don't know why people need it, is the horseradish.
Oh, you don't like horseradish?
Absolutely not.
So good.
One of possibly the most overrated condiments.
What?
Of all time.
I don't know. I mean,
that bite and that bitterness is just, no,
that's
dude.
Awesome.
Oh, God, that's awesome. No.
Come on, man.
No.
Sack up, Joe.
Absolutely not. I will sack down.
Yeah. I'm a big, throw some extra horseradish for me, please, sir.
I literally just shuddered. I'm getting goosebumps right now just from the taste, the flavor of it. Oh my God.
Oh my gosh. I'm a nice steak sandwich with some au jus, some horseradish. Like, let's go.
I'll do a steak sando with like some yellow mustard on there or something like that.
Of course.
You know, that's fine.
Yellow
but like
mustard's a winner?
Nah. Horseradish.
You're bugging.
No. Keep them on the bench.
Absolutely take some horseradish on my stuff.
Someone asking, speaking of Kansas City, where does it fall on your regional barbecue rankings?
Ooh, Kansas City's up there.
Personally, I'm a fan of the Carolina barbecue.
Okay, so you like the vinegar kind of base and stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like the Carolina sauces myself. I've been wanting to get to, I have like a list of places I want to go to in the U.S., you know, travel to. Charleston is on my list. Because I want to go get some Carolina barbecue. I want to play some like South Carolina beach golf courses and get in just enough of that that Southern comfort, you know? And yeah, I hear the beaches are like wonderful in South Carolina. So, but the barbecue is part of it.
It depends on what kind of barbecue you're looking for. You know, like Texas is brisket. That's what they do in Texas. Like you mentioned Carolina and stuff. So it really depends on whereabouts you're going and what you're asking for. I mean, having been to Memphis and having been to Knoxville and some of those other places, like Tennessee barbecue is pretty legit too. But probably I'm with you. I was in North Carolina, and they did a whole pig.
Oh yeah,
and you know, nice vinegar base and everything like that for the sauce. I was like, yeah, this is awesome. So I would probably end up going Carolinas.
Yeah, I also, I've never had it because I haven't been there, and I feel like it's harder to find is like an Alabama white sauce.
Oh,
I don't think,
I'm not so much.
It's like, I don't know if it's like a garlic or what it is, but yeah, it's a creamy, tangy, peppery concoction, but it's used like, reading the AI overview here. Unlike traditional tomato-based barbecue sauce, it's light in color and used primarily on smoked or grilled chicken, pork, and has a versatile dipping sauce or marinade. But yeah, it's just, you know, like a creamy white sauce, you know?
Yeah.
Pause.
Mm. Yeah.
Do I have to play the drop again?
Love white sauce, right? It's some of my favorite, I guess, you know? But no, I haven't had the pleasure of having that one yet, or the displeasure, because it sounds delicious, but it also could be gross. I could also see that a little bit.
I mean, it's, I don't know, it's just like a peppery white sauce kind of thing. You know, maybe a little garlic kick to it. I will be only cooking one thing because my dad, he makes a clam chowder every year, New England clam chowder. It's the holiday tradition. I will be making a spinach artichoke dip.
Ooh,
for
that
Christmas.
Sounds good. I think I'll probably make a salmon or crab dip or something like that. Just, you know, something to dip some Triscuits or some fancy crackers in.
But yeah, we're doing prime rib. We're doing prime rib and the clam chowder.
There you go.
That's the clam chowdy is a Fisher household staple.
Yeah, prime rib for now. We haven't figured out the rest. As long as prime rib is there, we'll be fine.
Can't wait. Pleasure as always, my man.
Man, love you, my guy.
Yes, likewise. Yeah, I won't see you until after Christmas, so have a great Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. Merry Christmas to you, Swag.
Merry
Swag.
Christmas, boys. Thank you guys for coming in.
Thank you, sir.
And then, yeah, we'll get back after it on Monday.
Yes, our sir. Pleasure, and thank you to all the listeners out there. You guys all have a great holidays as well. Thanks for rocking with us today. We will be off Saturday, but we will be right back here next
Lots
Monday.
Lots of bowl games on Saturday.
Yes, sir. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday next year, we'll be rocking with you. For Rashad Taylor, Jason Swigert, I'm Joe Fisher. We'll catch you next week. Peace.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on money line, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.